There's no stronger wind blowing than the one that blows tonight up the canyon from the desert. Hey, and you don't know wrong from right. Don't give a damn about your convictions or what did you endorse. You have your abstractions and I'll blow you plumb off course. You better run.
Yeah. While you're doing that, we'll get started. All right, everybody. So welcome to TKN. Sorry, the Kayak Nerds. Today, Alan and I are here with a special guest. But before we do that, I want to introduce myself again. I'm Ryan. I'm Digital Cowboy on Instagram. If you want to check out my photos, you can go there. And then my co-host here, Alan, will introduce himself.
Right about now. I'm Alan, and I'm a paddler here in the Arkansas River Valley, and I'm one of the co-owners of Canyon River Instruction. So we teach all manner of river instruction and rafting and river safety. And I just love being on the water and nerding out about kayaks, which is, I guess, why I'm here today and doing what I'm doing.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Alan. And today we have a special guest, one of our friends from local kayak dealer, not drug dealer, kayak dealer. Fred. Fred, I actually don't know your last name. Morrison?
Yep.
Fred Morrison. Can you give us a quick intro?
Hi, I'm Fred Morrison. I work at CKS Main Street here in the Ark Valley, and I am also part of a collective of people that is responsible for putting on the Kings and Queens of the Arkansas River, formerly known as the Numbers Boater Cross. and yeah, so here to talk about boats and fun activities in the summer.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Fred. So should we dive right into it? Alan, what do you want to start with?
Well, Fred already kind of did. Yeah, let's just go ahead and dive in. I would really like to hear more from you about the Kings and Queens of the Arkansas race, or Kings and Queens of the Numbers. You just said it.
So we call it Kings and Queens of the Arkansas, and that is originally was Numbers Boater Cross. And we did been doing this for 5 or so years. Got started one summer by Kyle Johan, another local paddler.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, nobody did. And he came to one race this summer and he was like, nobody knows that I did started this. I was like, we know, Kyle. You do.
Yeah.
Because I should say we, like four of us do. So this is a shout out to Kyle Johan for being the first person to start it. And initially it was way more haphazard. It involved literally just getting as many people. His whole goal was to get people in vintage boats and vintage gear. So I think he was like wearing a Pro-Tech helmet with a 90 degree paddle racing his Prion Invader.
That's fantastic.
And I think the original, like the time we did it, he sponsored it, quote unquote, by bringing a bottle of tequila, and the winner got a bottle of tequila.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, like, you know, we did that really loosely that summer. And then the next summer, I think it was Ty Skoy kind of took it over. And then Ty moved to Durango. So then Nick, Blake, and I kind of collectively did it. Nick did a lot more of it. And then, you know, the responsibilities of life and his job took him away a bit more. So then the last 2 years I was doing a bit more. And then this last year I decided we really needed to switch it up, because what we had been doing was boater cross every single week all summer. And for some reason, not everybody wants to do the exact same thing every Tuesday for summer. So last year during quarantine, while sitting on my couch, I devised a new program and called it the King and Queen of the Arkansas, which is totally stolen from Big Sky Resort. And they have a thing called Dirtbag King and Queen. And it's like a, you know, in there, that's a huge thing there. It's like a, you know, it's your last one at the bar, first one on the chair. We don't really have an equivalent for that in kayaking. So we just do a bunch of silly events. And so, yeah, last year I devised, instead of doing every week, we did every other week. And then the off weeks, we just called it like the community paddle, which is more fun anyway, because it just was like, all the locals are going to paddle this night. There's not going to be a race, but we'll all hang out. So that's always been super fun. And then we did, I should have written this down, but we do normal boater cross. We do a relay race. We did a time trial. We did a downriver rodeo, and then we did a beer slalom. Really stoked to remember
that. Does that count the slice lap? Is the slice lap the downriver rodeo?
Downriver rodeo.
That's my favorite night. I am obsessed with slice laps. They're so good.
Yeah. And honestly, that's kind of like what gave us the whole like idea for changing it up, is because we started doing the like mid season break. And usually sometime around 4th of July, we were like, let's not do the race. Let's do a downriver slice lap. And then we realized that was way more fun. And I think the first year we like decided we were actually going to do it with a judge, we invited Mike Harvey of, you know, who is one of the co-owners of Badfish Stand-Up Paddleboards, but some people might not know, he was also a sponsored kayaker for like Stolquist and Dagger in the 90s.
Really? Oh, I did not know that.
Oh yeah. He was pretty OG. And so he did a really good job judging, but then he also of course threw down, which is pretty fun to watch. And so, yeah, he, you know, that was what we did. And then this year we had our buddy Rob Hurst give probably the most in-depth and accurate judging you've ever gotten. I think everybody got a shout out, and everybody got at least made fun of at least once too. So
I loved his judging. I thought it was awesome. I got the best grind.
I think I had like the most roll. I had something really bad where I was like messed up the most, or I had the lowest angle stern squirt where I like barely got my bow up. And I was like, cool, thanks for shouting me out for that.
Yeah. I thought you really did a really fair job with the winners too. They definitely were all like, they all deserved it.
For sure. And it's kind of cool. And I mean, we definitely like stole that from the Green River Rodeo and stuff like that. But that's kind of the cool thing about kayaking. It's just like, yeah, we're going to take what another area did, but it's super fun. And honestly, like this year it really felt more like it was about community, especially with the whole COVID stuff going on. Just like, we'd get out, we'd hang out with a group of our like core local paddlers and just all have a really good time doing something usually pretty dumb. Honestly, my favorite night was probably the relay race, because at the last minute, Nick Blake and I were like talking about like, what do we use as a baton? Like, should we make it really awkward? Like, I kept threatening it was going to be something huge, so it was going to be really hard to paddle with.
The cabbage. We
came up with a cabbage. Yeah.
I nailed it. I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. We used a cabbage, and you know, honestly, like some people were like, well, do you put it in your cockpit? And then a bunch of people just figured out to shove it in your PFD. And yeah, it was a super fun relay race. And so, yeah, we like did some super goofy stuff, but yeah, super fun.
Do you have any ideas for new races this year? Are you going to keep it pretty much the same? I know you guys were looking at different dates. Is that going to days of the week? Is that going to be similar?
I think right now we looked at it and most people want to do the same date or the same day of the week. And that was Mondays. And then, yeah, I think we might swap out one of the events.
Sweet.
But we haven't fully decided that. And it's like it's me and whoever I like decide to ask. And,
that's awesome.
But yeah. And I mean, honestly, it's just something fun. And like, yeah, it's also pretty good. We're, you know, obviously like I've come up with like some of the ideas for last year, but very open to like day of the race or something like, we should do it this way. And I'll be like, okay, that totally makes more sense. Yeah, we should do it that way.
Sweet.
So do you know what style of race is going to come up that day, or does anybody know, or do you just kind of like pick when you get there?
Oh no. Yeah. We like plan it out, especially cause it's so flow dependent. Like I think we wanted to like start with the slalom last year. And then that was like, let's not do that, cause it was super high water. So there was like no eddies anyway. So we've definitely like pivoted like the week of and be like, we're going to do this next week. And then obviously the slice lap, we need to get in that perfect sweet spot of like high water, low water, you know? So yeah, we definitely have a rough idea, but we've changed stuff up like the week of, and like, there's a couple things that are obviously easy to do. And like we did a Pine Creek time trial. So to make that, the whole point is to make it accessible for everybody. Like obviously, sure, there's plenty of people in the valley who would feel comfortable like doing a high water numbers or Pine Creek like time trial, but the whole point is like we want everybody, all of our friends, to be able to do it, so we kind of wait until it's lower water for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. I had so much fun. I love the boater cross, or sorry, King Queen of the Arc. It was It's my highlight of the week, honestly.
Yeah, I think last year got pretty fun. And I think a lot of people got really stoked about just doing the community lap. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it was kind of fun. It's just like, yeah, let's just know that there's going to be a crew of us that are all going to go do a big lap on this night and all have fun, and then shuttle's taken care of. And then especially last year, it was like, I know you people, so I'm willing to get into a car with you. So, but super fun. We had, you know, good turnout. We had people coming from all over, even like some people coming from Summit. So it was pretty fun.
Cool. Yeah. How many people do you usually see?
Anywhere between like, I think like the lowest was maybe like 10 or so. And then the highest, like, yeah, getting close to 20, depending on the lap. You get like the splat lap, the Denver Rodeo is like the one you get the most for.
Watching all those people just splatting their way down is my favorite thing. It's so good.
Yeah. And we've lucked out like in the past, like sometimes like Anna Toll will take some pictures of that night, which will be pretty sweet too. And then, yeah, we just do a traditional motocross too, which is super fun. And yeah, we only did one last year, which made it a little more fun and a little more, you know, competitive.
A little bit more energy into it.
Yeah. And there's definitely been some requests that we actually do a longboat lap this year. And honestly, the main reason I was like, only like half of the people I know own longboats, but maybe we'll try like a beg, borrow, steal, like get as many people in longboats as possible.
That's a pretty good transition, actually, to one of our next questions. If you got
actually, no? I'm going to stop you right there because it made me, longboats. I mean, that opens up the whole old school longboat.
I think we all have one, like I have a Dagger Vortex that is sitting in my backyard and I paddle it.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Is a Crossfire a longboat?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nelson's got a Crossfire and the Transition up at his house. So I mean, like, there's definitely like,
you know,
we could all take it out. And that's what, initially, that was what Kyle's first one was. Like, it was super, everybody tried to get as many people in old longboats as possible, which is kind of cool because that's what like Green Race was before the Green Boat got reintroduced. It was like Everybody in an old beat up boat, like dancers and all that stuff. I don't recommend it,
but it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think it would be fun. Like that would be kind of a cool thing to like take all those and like do a high water Browns lap for like a night.
Totally. That would be super
cool.
See
who can surf canyon doors in the longest boat.
Not the longest, just at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've had a friend come visit, Max Blackburn of IR. And he, what is he? Has that Prion? Why am I blanking on the name of that? The Hurricane. Yeah. And I've watched him flat spin a Hurricane on canyon doors.
That's
no
amazing.
Way. Yeah. That's crazy.
So it's doable.
Wow. That's impressive.
Cool. Cool.
Should I jump on to my next topic?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Well, so speaking of longboats, Fred, Alan and I are itching to try the 12R this year. And we're wondering kind of not only the 12R, but what other boats are you going to have in stock and like kind of which ones are you most excited about?
So thankfully we're doing this interview this week because we've known about a couple boats for a while that hadn't been officially released. And, the two biggest ones this year are both, you know, replacing some tried and true river runners. Dagger is officially retiring the Mamba, and that was kind of crazy for me because I have worked at CKS. This will be my ninth season working for them, and we have sold Mambas or rented them every year there. Which is crazy. So
sure, it's a staple of your kayak wall.
Oh yeah, and I mean I paddled one for 5 years. So, but yeah, that got replaced with the Code. Which seems really cool. I've yet to see one in person just because we didn't get to do trade shows this year, but
what is your speculation on that guy on the cover?
I mean, it looks cool. So like, I think what it did is it took like a river runner, like the Mamba, but then took their Phantom, you know, obviously has got a lot of hype about it and got a lot of awesome things about it. And so I'm pretty stoked on it just on the fact that it seems like they took the best things from the Phantom and then put them into a river runner. And again, this is sort of speculation because I have yet to paddle it. The other thing I'm kind of stoked on is I feel like a lot of people were in between sizes on the Mamba. The Mamba, because it's so old, is like just a little, like everything's kind of gotten bigger over the years. So It was to the point where I was like, me, I would be in an 8.6 Mamba and I would be at the very top of it. And whereas like I had friends who are like, I feel like 180 is like the average size, like paddler that comes in the CKS. And those guys were like, sort of in between the 8.1 and the 8.6. So I think the Code is going to be shifted up a bit so that like, if you were paddling a medium, you're paddling medium kind of deal.
Right.
Should fit people a little better.
So stoked for that. And then, I mean, obviously I love that dagger outfitting, so it'll be sweet to try it out. And yeah, it's got that squared off stern that, you know, become very popular in all the racing boats and, you know, all the Waka boats too. So should be cool to kind of see what they do.
Totally. Yeah. Speaking of sizing, I was in the Phantom and I loved it. I thought it was a great boat, but I come in at like 140, 145. And if I didn't have any of my gear in that boat, I thought it was way just too much volume. It just felt like too much boat for me. I felt like I was, you know, in a truck with no weight and really hard springs. And I was just like bouncing everywhere on the river. So would you agree that maybe that code is going to kind of shave some of that off? So if you want that class of an also very fast boat, you know, that you can kind of get in right underneath the Phantom.
I hope so. Again, haven't paddled it, but, yeah. I'm the exact opposite of you. I'm in the classic class. So like I would take the Phantom out and I'd be like, this thing is so fast and awesome. But if I can flip over instantly because I'm definitely too big for it. But it was sweet when I would be paddling it on like some mellower stuff. But like, yeah, I wouldn't want to take it on my favorite class 5 runs because it would be terrifying. but yeah, so I'm kind of hoping, yeah, like the code will be kind of like a bigger version so that someone like me can get in a bigger boat as well.
Cool.
Well, I had the opposite problem. I love the Phantom and I bet I'm kind of right in its weight range. So I think that we'll see. I might end up with one of those.
Definitely the Goldilocks is right here. Got each size.
Yep. Cool. I've been dying to ask about it. What do you think about the Scorch? It seems like it's pretty much the same, honestly.
So here's the cool thing. And I was a little confused about it too, because obviously, again, didn't get to go to paddle sports retailer or outdoor retailer or whatever. So I'm just reading like PDFs. I'm doing the exact opposite that every time. And they're like, I want to see your PDFs.
Yeah.
I'm doing it the other way. We can delete that. So I've only seen, you know, emails talking about it, but luckily I was a little confused about it. So I was texting Dave Seely and he just was like, I'm just going to call you and explain this. And so this is what's really sick is, so there's 4 sizes of the Scorch.
Right.
We're only going to see 2 in like the next month or so. I'm not 100% sure when the other 2 are being released, some point later in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's a small, a medium, a large, and then an X. And it's not an XL, it's an X. And the confusing thing is because this is basically replacing the Burn, which also had 4 sizes, but did have an XL. So this is where the confusion lies. But so like the small, medium, and large are your sick river runners, slash creek boat, kind of filling that same role the Burn did. They definitely have a little sharper edge, and they've got good balance stern rocker from everything I can tell. So they look really sweet. Like they'll be really fun on big water. But then the X is not like made bigger for like a big person like me. The X is designed off the medium and made to be a 10-foot medium-sized creek boat.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Basically, it's got a lot of rocker so that it doesn't feel like you're paddling a huge boat. But then it's also got a good hard edge so you can still steer. And so, yeah, like, of course, you know, when I talked to Dave, he was like, what I wanted to do when I had this in my mind, because this is like apparently a boat he's pitching the idea for a while. He said that he wanted to have something that could just link drops really well. And so like you just keep skipping out and keep connecting drops. And so I think like, yeah, it's it'll be super cool. It'll be a very different design than what we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So from everything I've heard, it sounds like it'd be cool. It sounds like if you took that on Gore, you'd probably have one of the best days ever.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Just like something in between that like longboat and creek boat, but is super maneuverable. So I'm pretty stoked. We'll see when that comes out. I know with everything that has been going on these past year with
supply chain
and getting stuff delivered, you know, we're hoping to see all this stuff soon, but yeah, at some point later in the spring, we're hoping to see everything.
Cool. Do you think that's going to feel like a small 12R or is that way off the,
I think it will feel, cause I think it's going to be the same width as the medium is how it's been described to me. So,
oh.
That should be pretty legit.
Yeah. Cool.
So I think, yeah, it is going to be a 10-foot creek boat is kind of the way to think about it.
Huh.
Which, I mean, technically, you know, in 1995, that's what everything was, but it's high volume.
It's all going full circle.
Right. Yeah. Coming back
circle, but it's just like, you know, people will come to the shop and be like, oh, Rewind, it's the same thing as an RPM, and I'm always just like, no, it's not. Like, literally, as someone who jumped on that bandwagon 6 years ago and had an RPM Max, and I paddled an RPM Max more than any other boat for like 3 years straight, and then to get into a Rewind and be like, oh no, this has rocker, this has outfitting, my knees have a place to go, I can actually wear, you know, my wrestlers inside of this. It's like, no, these aren't the same at all. It's like, yes, it's inspired for sure. And yeah, I just think it's like a way that some people just like to gatekeep and be like, whatever, we had this back in my day. It's like, you did, but it is nothing like the new boat. Like, the new boat is just like a mountain bike from 1995 is not the same thing as a hardtail now. Like,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. This might sound ignorant. I feel a little silly asking this, but it was the RPM, the first downriver slice boat.
I mean, I wasn't paddling in the '90s, but the RPM was first sold as a play boat.
Really?
So yes, that was the thing. And like, this is at least, again, I was not into kayaking in the '90s. So if anybody calls me out and says I'm wrong, you're probably right. But it like, they took it to the first rodeos, cause this is back in the day when, yeah, like a Hurricane or like any, or a Dancer were playboats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like someone showed up and they're like, well, that's way too short. It's almost cheating to cartwheel that boat. and you think about like trying to cartwheel an RPM now and you're like, that sounds miserable. But
yeah, that sounds insane.
Well, you know, that's what RPM stood for, right?
I mean,
it was,
there's a lot of things that I've heard RPM stands for. But Radical Play Machine is one of the more appropriate ones.
That's, yeah, that was the last most plausible one that I've heard too. I'm sure there was, I was going to say, I'm sure there was something else that was
before it,
I mean, and possibly as sporty or even more squished, but I can't think of what it would be.
I mean, the RPM, or sorry, the Outburst, which everybody freaks out about, is longer because it's over.
Oh, you know,
it's super long, and I think it's technically a play boat. Huh.
And that was my first boat.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Really? So follow up question to that, and then is, What kind of led the charge with the new downriver slice boats? Like, was it the Ripper? Or was it like the Antics? Or like where?
I mean, so technically half slice boats have existed for a long time. They never stopped existing.
Why did they explode recently? Like, why are people so?
So there's two, I mean, technically when Pat brought out the, when Pat brought out the Party Brat, that was like, and he showcased that at what was it called? Ray Del Rio, that like waterfall contest, which is crazy because it's like that was showcased at a waterfall contest and not like a downriver play thing. That was the first time that came out. And I mean, that was definitely like blew everyone's mind. But the biggest thing is it didn't have edges. So yeah. Which makes it a lot more like an RPM. Like an RPM has no edges, but if you look at a red line is basically an RPM with edges, a little more rocker, I think. But the other crazy thing is like, everybody's always like, they were the first to do it. And then if you talk to guys at Dagger, they're like, the Axiom has existed this whole time. Yeah. And the Axiom was kind of crazy. Cause I remember talking to the guys at Dagger and it was like, it did better every year. Apparently like they would sell more of them. And that thing, by the time it like, you know, they swapped it out for the Rewind, like it was like a super popular boat. Like the only downside I think of that boat was like that the large wasn't that great. Like the small and the medium though crushed it. I think every like medium Axioms, we were selling those plenty.
No, I've got one. I love it.
Yeah.
I think that boat was, it kind of existed in that weird like school, paddle school market. And for whatever reason, all those years, it was just kind of there, like you said, not getting picked up by the downriver play crowd.
But, and then it did. But I mean, and then people went to the full slice stuff and like everybody freaked out for those. And, you know, and obviously people have like tried to make, you know, like the Home Slice is kind of a re-edition of that, and the Mix Master and all that stuff. But, and then now the Ozone and the Loki before that. And the Loki, again, like, Loki was around forever. And then everybody's like, oh, full-size boats. And, like, Prom's like, we've been making this entire time. So it's kind of funny when everybody's like, these resurgences started, because the boats existed this entire time. And, right. I mean, people still liked paddling old-school boats. And, like, yeah, when we do our old-school night, like, most people are in old boats. Mm-hmm. Partially because, yeah, these new boats are awesome, but man, I got my Dagger Honcho for $200 and I'm on like the fifth year of paddling it. So I'm still doing fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't speak to like, a lot of the things in the Southeast, like, I think those guys were definitely like leading the charge when the Slice boats came back, but that's when it got ridiculous. Cause I remember like a friend of mine came out and like, we were looking at RPMs and he couldn't believe how cheap they were in Colorado. Cause you could literally like buy an RPM in Colorado for like $300 and then go take it to the Southeast and probably double your money for a while.
Wow.
But that was, and then, you know, the Party Brat and all those other boats came out and then it kind of like made the, but there was a horrible RPM inflation for a while. And I mean, most of the time, like, people would laugh at it because you'd like see something on like one of the boater pages and be like, mint RPM, $600, no low balls. I know what I've got. And you're just kind of like, that is crazy. That's 15 years old.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I feel like I got us kind of sidetracked into Slice boats because that's probably my biggest passion. I guess the question I wanted to come back to is what boats are you going to have in that we can try out this year? You think you're going to have a Scorch? You think you're going to have a Code? Oh. You think you're going to have a 12R?
We're going to have all those boats. Yeah, I mean, mainly just it's now March, I guess. It's the first day of March. We get a lot of our we get some of our demos in the middle of winter. We get some of our demos in the spring. It just depends the company and all that type of stuff. But yeah, we will have, you know, as soon as those boats are ready, they will be out here and we'll have demos. So
definitely awesome. Check them out. Awesome.
We're sitting at like 99% snowpack right now. So sounds great. Yeah.
Anything else on the horizon that you're going to get in or that you are excited about that we need to also get excited about?
Oh man. I think like, I mean, I was excited. Pretty excited to try the new Ozone. Cause we actually, like, we got those in last year, but we didn't get any larges in. So I'm pretty stoked to try their new full slice, but I'm definitely stoked to get into a Code and to get into a Scorch and just see how it is. I mean, I've been paddling a Mach now for like 3 years now. And, you know, it is fun to have that full super confidence inspiring creek boat, but I also do love, like, I've paddled the Mamba for years, so I do love having a little bit of an edge and mm-hmm. one more playability downriver. So we'll see that. And then I do have a large rewind that I got at the end of last season because it took a while to get. And so I'll probably be paddling that more than anything else this year.
Awesome. Yeah, I got my eyeball on the rewind. Those things look pretty sweet.
Yeah. And other than that, like, it was kind of because of last year, there's not a ton of new stuff. Like, I mean, there's a couple new boats, but like, I feel like across the board, like, there isn't an overwhelming amount of new gear that's coming out just because last year everybody was just trying to meet the demand of everybody wanting to go outside. But we'll see. Yeah, hopefully we'll see some new fun stuff too.
Fair enough.
And, I got to make this pitch just because, like, it's funny. I've been talking to the guys who own the bike shop in BV and then people who own the gear shop. And it's just, if you know what you want, decide what you like, decide the gear you need this year and start thinking about it soon. Cause, you know, who knows? It could be another crazy year where, again, everybody decides that outdoors is where they want to be. So maybe just get on that. Well, you can.
Like, paddles.
We got paddles. We're like fully stocked in paddles for the first time in a while, which is awesome. Boys at Werner have been working real hard to catch up with last year's just insane demand. So yeah, we're pretty stoked. I got myself a new paddle last week because I was like super freaked out last year when I like only had one good paddle. I was like, man, if I break this, I'm going to be hand paddling the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. What'd you go for?
Not to get too hammer factory, but a 203 Surge with a 33 offset.
Cool. I think me and Alan both paddle the exact same paddle. Yeah.
Yep.
And straight shaft.
Yep.
Yep.
But yep.
Love that paddle.
Mine's a little bit shorter, but yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked. Hopefully get to play with that a bunch and Yeah. Cool. And it'll be great for motocross.
I've loved the Surge. I think it's a fantastic water stick. It's great. But I will agree with all of that because I've definitely seen a ton of pent up demand coming our way too. So it is out there. And I think the folks are coming, you know, for people who like us who live in a small town valley type destination like this, you know, I think the summer crowds are on their way.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, did you have anything else?
I don't know if I have anything else. We have, I think last on our list maybe is high water numbers prediction.
Snowtell is my best friend in this situation.
Right.
And I think at last I looked, where are we at? We're like dead in between. Yeah, we're at this 1 week we're down now to 93% of normal. But like we look dead even between 2018 and 2019. And I don't know if y'all remember 2018. It was lovely. We peaked some point in like May 16th, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think it peaked at like 2,600 in the numbers. It was a weird year. And
was it that high? I wasn't thinking it was that high. I didn't think it got up to two.
Maybe I'm like totally misreading that. Maybe it was like 1,600, not 2,600. I don't remember. But then we had 2019 where it was like a month straight of high water, which was amazing.
It was so good.
I think we're just going to be somewhere dead in the middle. And I mean, like last year, would we peak like somewhere in the mid 2000s, high 2000s?
Yeah, 25 or something.
Yeah.
I know we like the day it peaked, like we went out and did back to back laps just to be like, this is the only time we're going to get to do this.
Yeah.
And I decided, yeah, it was fun, you know. But I got to cartwheel my Mach 9 1.5.
Totally. 1.5? How?
Well, I decided to gut the center of it, and Carrie was behind me. And when I rolled up after losing my sunglasses, she just looked at me and she goes, "You were going like this." She's like, "You threw some ends," and I was like, "Cool, cool. Didn't mean to. I thought I was just going to punch straight through that."
Oh man, I'm excited to try that this year. I hope it gets that high.
I think, I mean, the crazy thing is like, we still got all March. We could get some of those big, heavy, wet snows. We could get those ridiculous, like 6 inches of wet snow in April. And then it all just depends. Like, is it going to be 70 degrees or is it going to be 85 degrees?
And yeah.
That'll determine the peak. But either way, we're going to have water to paddle. It's not 2018. We don't look like we're just going to be dry.
Headed in the right direction for sure.
And Fred, have you heard about the reservoir storage for the release and or flow program? Because I haven't actually heard much one way or the other yet this year.
I only get the emails whenever they send them, and I have seen nothing. I get like the outfitter email that I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. That just like explains when they're like, "Hey, we're going to drop. Hey, we're going to open." And usually that's like the day of or like 2 days out from whenever that stuff happens. So.
Yep.
I definitely feel like I'm like not super in the know on that, but that's fine. But I feel like also just changes so rapidly. It's hard to just count on it to happen at a specific time. But
yeah. We're going to get precipitation.
Fair enough.
Cool. Well, I don't think I have anything else. Alan or Fred, do you guys want to add anything? Anything we missed?
Just stoked for another paddle season.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Fred, I didn't really have anything else for you specific. It's been great talking to you and getting excited about it. I am ready for the winter to be over and ready to be back on the water.
Well, in 13 days, the daylight changes and we have daylight until 7 o'clock. So life's about to be good. Real good.
The real issue currently, because I went down to y'all's neck of the woods today. It's a lot of look nice and ice free, but we need some warm days to make the numbers no longer an ice rink.
Did you take that picture of the numbers put in that was literally an ice rink you guys could skate across? Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was, I mean, I like stepped out on it, but I didn't want to get too far, but I think we could have like legitimately played hockey.
We'll get there. It'll warm up.
Yep. Well, I was down at the Silver Bridge at the put in for the Fractions a few days ago, and it looked, there was ice on the bank, but I mean, it looked like it was opening okay.
Yeah, I think like still like the number one, like all the still pools are still pretty ice heavy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, come on, Light of Play Park. That looks great.
Light of Play Park looked awesome today. I was like, I could at least go take a rewind and go throw some ends and have some fun.
Oh, I got to tell you, Fred, that Jackson I picked up makes a world of difference. It's insane.
Contemporary playboats are cool, man.
Yeah, they're really sweet. So thanks for figuring that out for me.
No worries.
All right. Well, should we let him go, Alan?
I guess we can. Who wants to take us away with the awkward sign-off?
Thanks for being on, Fred. I'm sure we'll catch you some other time, and hopefully we'll paddle with you this summer.
Sounds good, guys. See you out there.
All right.
Hey, man.
See you on the water. And it's an adolescent fantasy, and we really ought to lose it. Except like we're in control, we're just too busy. And the lyric that the rocks will echo long into the night. Cause you may dare to dim the river, but you cannot stem the tide. You better row. You better run.